Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, Herd? It's your buddy Kevin Goatee. This week on Gutting the Sacred Cow, we've got Paul from Heavy Spoilers, and he slaughters Jurassic World. Who's my co-host? Why, none other than the Jurassic Park hater himself, Ray Goots. And if you forgot him, remember Elf? He hates that too, and he's co-hosting with me. This week on Gutting the Sacred Cow, I'm excited to have Paul on, and he is going to slaughter the hell out of Jurassic World. Before we get to it, do not forget guttingthesacredcow@gmail.com if you want to advertise with us. Please make sure to follow us on all the socials, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, you name it, we're there. YouTube, please give us a like there. And thank you for all the love and support you guys do. We really appreciate it. And without further ado, here's Paul from Heavy Spoilers slaughtering Jurassic World.
Gather round, here's what I know. It's just that this cow has got to go. I know some people kinda like it, yeah, it's trending right now.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter, cause we're gutting the sacred cow.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye. Ray Goots, buddy.
Hey.
Name that film.
What? Oh, shoot. I can't. Avengers?
No. What?
Not. We're going to go to Paul, a.k.a. Mr. Leak Spoilwalker on Twitter. Paul, how are you? Hailing from Merry Old London, or England, I should say. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Just hailing from merry old England. It's got to be either Silence of the Lambs or Hannibal, surely.
Surely was not in Hannibal or Silence of the Lambs.
You know.
It is indeed Silence of the Lambs. Way to go, way to go, Paul. That was I thought that was an easy one, Goots.
Yeah.
Kevin Goatee, Ray Goots, and Paul from the aforementioned Leak Spoilwalker on Twitter. Welcome to Gutting the Sacred Cow, where we do Paul releases the dinosaurs of Jurassic World. That's right, Jurassic World, the second Jurassic Park film, and definitely the last one we do in this very podcast. Paul hates Jurassic World. Why is Ray Goots here? Because I love that goofy little fellow friend of mine in Queens. Plus, he also came on the first episode he had done was Jurassic Park. So I thought, who better of a co-host than to have someone who hates the first Jurassic Park? But let's talk about Jurassic World. 2015 budget of $150 million, a box office gross of $1.67 billion.
Crazy.
Turn that into 2022 money. $171.6 million budget, $1.93 billion.
Crazy.
When this movie came out, I didn't realize people had such nostalgia for Jurassic Park until this movie came out, because that gross is all nostalgia driven.
Yeah.
Well, that
whole movie is.
So all those nostalgic tones are beaten throughout the film, as we'll get into it. In a hot minute, though, of course, but let's talk about the IMDb score, as we all know, is 1 through 10 with decimal points. Paul, what do you think that Jurassic World has scored on the IMDb?
I'm going to say it's quite high, you know. I'm going to say it's about an 8, maybe 8.5.
8.5, Ray Goots.
I'm gonna go with low, because I know the critics did not like this movie. I'm gonna go with 4.5.
Whoa, that is egregiously low. The answer is somewhere a happy medium. 6.9.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes, folks, 1 through 100 score. You know the drill. I'm gonna go to my pal Ray Goots first. What did the critics give Jurassic World?
I'm gonna go with 68%.
Paul?
Yeah, I'm going to go 72.
One of you is one away, and that one of you is Paul.
Nice.
Wow.
71. Paul, we're going to go to you for the audience Rotten Tomatoes score. What did the audience give Jurassic World?
80%.
80. Ray Goots?
I'm going to say 90% because I know people did like this movie, sadly, because they're idiots.
Paul, boy, you've got a nose for this. 78.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A little lower than what I'd expect as well. Quotes? I have none. This film is not quotable one bit, one way at all. How about you, Paul? Any quotes from this film jump out at you?
There's a bit where Vincent D'Onofrio tells a story about a wolf pup that he found. I remember that, which is just a really stupid story that comes completely out of nowhere. When he's like, when I was your age, I found a wolf pup and I nursed it. And one day it sat above my bed and my wife went to hit me and it bit it, but lashed at her. And I'm just thinking, what the hell is this story? So I'd say that's a quote, because the entire time I was thinking, Vincent D'Onofrio is not much older than this guy that he's telling this story to. And he's like, when I was your age. It's one of those quotes that I think was written by the studio to try and make him seem like a relatable character. But that story would never happen.
No. All right, in fact, are you going to use that quote at the bar when you go out with your buddies tonight?
Yeah. Just be like, when I was your age.
Goots, what's your quotes? Do you have any?
Oh, the only thing I remember, and for the audio listener, I apologize, is Chris Pratt's stupid way of taming the raptors with the hand.
Yeah.
He does that hand motion in all three of these movies, the three world movies. That like little like hand motion Chops that he does. And like,
yeah.
It's not like, easy to train raptors. All right. You just do.
Yeah. Don't turn your back to the cage. That was one.
Yeah, that's another one. It's like when Neo was ready to fight Smith for the first time for real, and he kind of does the beckon to come here, but he had his hand up. Or he's trying to stiff arm a linebacker going to the sideline.
You know what would be a good – to see if those motions that he's doing work with, like, your dog or your cat. You know what I mean?
A bear.
Or he just stole it from Crocodile Dundee, where Crocodile Dundee has that big, I don't know, whatever that was, bison, whatever, blocking the road. I haven't seen that film in years. Five fun facts. According to the filmmakers, the T-Rex in the film is the same T-Rex that appeared in the original Jurassic Park. She bears visible scars from the climactic fight with the Velociraptors in the first film. Because the audience would have noticed that, right, fellas?
Definitely.
In the original Jurassic Park, the mining scene, it is mentioned that Hammond is spending time with his daughter, Timmy and Lex's mom, because she is going through a divorce. This is further referenced in subtext when a half-traumatized Lex repeats the phrase, "He left us!" In Jurassic World, Gray mentions to Zach that their parents are going to get a divorce, thus containing another element of the first film. The theme of broken families and absent fathers is a trademark of Jurassic Park and director Steven Spielberg.
Nice.
I wish the theme of these movies would be actually making good films, but that's all it is.
Yeah.
Heyo. Number three, the actual resort itself is constructed in New Orleans, and not just anywhere in New Orleans. In the Welcome to Jurassic World Blu-ray bonus feature, it was revealed that beautiful promenades and storefronts featured throughout the film were filmed on a set that was constructed at the abandoned Six Flags New Orleans theme park that suffered extensive damage through Hurricane Katrina in August 2005, and was left to rot in the years following the costly natural disaster.
Okay, that wasn't interesting.
That wasn't that fun of a fact, according to Ray Goots.
Oh, interesting. It was. I don't want to shit on it because it was destroyed by a hurricane, so I'm glad that they were able to get some use out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Did you guys catch one of the famous cameos in this film were?
No.
Actually was. There's only one first.
Jimmy Kimmel I caught.
Yep. Jimmy Buffett was in this film. He's friends with Frank Marshall, one of the film's producers, and was able to get a film in one of the chaotic scene where the dinosaurs are storming the promenade. It also doesn't hurt the iconic singer's Margaritaville was featured in the main park's main street. You see him run off with two drinks in his hand. I watched it after doing the research for this.
Nice.
And you have to really focus. Yeah, that's. I think his acting is better than his songs. How say you?
Does he have any other songs that people actually like besides Margaritaville? I mean, I know he does like these.
Cheeseburger in Paradise. That's the only one I know too.
Which one is that?
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
I don't know that one.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
That's okay. Are they all like novelty songs? Like they all sound like.
You know, Goots, I'm not a 75-year-old leather skin tan person from lives in Key West, Florida. Walks around with nothing but bare feet or, well, I love flip-flops, but not bare feet. So I can't help you on that. Number five, during the early stages of development, want to take a guess who was supposed to star in this film but had to drop out because he was filming another film at the time? I'll give you a hint. Megastar in the late 70s, megastar in the 80s, pretty big star in the 90s, kind of quiet thereafter, but then made a resurgence again when this film was starting to shoot. Megastar.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
Your instincts are spot on, Ray Goots. Harrison Ford. He had to drop out because he was doing Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Good. So he chose to sleepwalk through that film versus this one.
Wait, who was he supposed to play in this?
I have no idea. They didn't say.
No way he could be Owen Grady.
Because I was like, yeah, if he's Owen Grady, that's a whole different movie.
Yeah. Like maybe 10, you know, 20 years ago, he could have done it. But right. Not.
You think he would have been the villain? You think he would have been Vincent D'Onofrio's character?
Maybe, yeah. He's going with General Ross, isn't he? So he might be trying to get into that villain.
And just now sorry, go ahead. I want you to cut you off, Paul.
No, I just said one word. Just cut it off.
Let's go to the audience in our favorite segment because they want to know some answers to these questions they have. Ask Gutter. At Bango 2331, imagine a chessboard made up of dinosaurs. Which species represent the different pieces? Which species are going to protect / go to war with? It's a very meta question for Saturday
on a chessboard.
Yes.
Well, I would think that the pawn.
Why don't we ask our gutter, Ray Goots, not you?
Oh, sorry. How dare you?
I'd say the pawn would be the Compsognathosaurus. Those ones from the Lost Compies. World.
Yep.
Compies, yeah, from the Lost World. That would be the pawns. The queen, I would say it's the Indoraptor, the one from this movie, because it just goes wherever it wants, does whatever it wants. The king, I would say T-Rex, but the king's a bit useless, really, so I wouldn't say that. The ones that can go diagonally, raptor, that's your raptor.
Bishops, yeah.
Yeah, rooks. That would be your Brontosaurus, maybe. You know, it's not that lethal.
Mm-hmm.
The knights. I don't know. Maybe the Triceratops?
That's fair.
Maybe.
He's not really sold on his convictions of chess analogies. No. Goots, what about you? You want to have any...
Well, I definitely think the T-Rex has to be the queen because isn't she a female in all these movies?
They all are.
Yeah. Oh, they all are. Okay. Well, everyone's. Yeah. Okay. They're all female. Okay. So the king would be John Hammond in a shocking twist.
Whoa.
Let's go crazy.
See, but I would have thought
with that, I liked his answers. Yes.
I would have thought Indominus Rex, Indominus, whatever it is, Rex would be the queen because he goes everywhere and anywhere like the queen does. But no love for that spitting dinosaur. The one that poisoned.
Oh, the spinning that could Nedry. Be the bishop, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the official chessboard for Jurassic Park.
They have it as chessboard?
The of course the they do.
Bishops Whoa! Are the raptors, yeah. The pawns are pterodactyls.
The That's
good.
The
queen is a T-Rex. The king is a Spinosaurus. The rooks are Brachiosaurus. Did I say that? I said
Brontosaurus. Close enough.
Close enough, yeah.
They're both herbivores. I know that.
And the Dilophosaurus is the knight.
What's the Dilophosaurus? Is that the spitter?
I think that's a spitter, yeah.
Oh, might wow. Look at that.
Got cool. A D in it. It's a Dilophosaurus. I got it. Nailed it.
Wow. We've actually learned way more in this hypothetical question than we did in five fun facts. That, my friends, is irony.
They make the weirdest things now for movies. There was a Monopoly Eternals game.
What? After that dump of a... I didn't even see that. I'm just going to go on public opinion.
It's an abomination.
Yeah, it's why I didn't see it.
Should burn.
Oh, by the way, Ant-Man 3 coming out. I could care less about that as well. Don't care.
Oh, the trailer looks good. I'm excited for that.
It didn't grab me. All right. I'll wait for
reviews. It's more the Kang movie, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Supposed to be.
Yeah.
At Ray Sicanus. Sorry. At Almighty Ray, he wants to know... Jurassic World was a bigger pile of poop than the one they dug through in the first movie. Just nonsensical writing up and down. I was shocked that America so much until I remembered who this country elects. So question, we can at least agree Judy Greer was a delight, right?
Yeah. I said yeah, instinctively, but no. She was the depressing mother character who's always ringing up. Doesn't care about... I think it would have been more fitting if the parents had went away with the kids for like one last trip. But instead they're like, yeah, ship them off to boarding school at Jurassic Park.
Yeah, she was pretty unnecessary. You know, just three scenes and that's it. I'll get into her for a second.
Most of them were phone call scenes as well, where she's acting against nothing. You know what I mean,
maybe herself. I don't know. She's a fine actress. Why am I saying that? Don't be mean, Kevin. Not yet, at least. Next question is coming from at the Big Nick J. Should Dr. Wu get his own spinoff?
I mean, this trilogy kind of is his spinoff, isn't it? I think he's in every one.
I believe he is. I just watched the new one recently, and again on Netflix. Wow, what a turd on HGH that last one was.
Yeah, still made a billion though.
Sure
you
did.
Know what I don't get these Jurassic Park movies, they constantly make over a billion. And, you know, studios love to copy, like, successful ideas. Like, the MCU, the shared universe thing's being copied so much. There's no studios going, let's just make a dinosaur movie. Because no one owns the copyright to dinosaurs either, you know what I mean?
Right.
But none of them, I don't know why. We should have a Dino Crisis movie by now, based off this. But none of the studios are like, hey, people love dinosaurs, no matter how bad the film is.
That's right. They made Deep Blue Sea, and that inspired about three or four different shark horror films.
Mm. Yeah, it's really weird.
Good. You got headphones for me, your buddy, or no?
No, I don't have headphones. I'm sorry.
You're killing me, bitch. Next question. At Lord Snurts, the whole damn franchise is a giant Darwin Award, but I still enjoy the movies. Here's my question. If you were the president of the United States, how quickly would you give the order to wipe out the dinosaurs?
Yeah, I don't think you would even allow it in the first place, would you? Would you allow just a company to clone and create dinosaurs? You know what I mean? I don't think that would ever... I don't think a corporation could come in and go, look, we've discovered how to make a megalodon. Can we make some?
Right. Without having some kind of government sanctions on who's allowed to be on the island. And of course, tourists, that would be a major no-no.
Yeah, and once they start cloning humans as well, that's like the next level, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah. Because then what can you... I mean, you could... Russia could say, get a hair strand of the president, clone the president, murder the real president, and then put their clone in the White House, you know what I mean?
Kind of like Manchurian Candidate, but with cloning.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you just gave them the plot for Jurassic Park 7.
Yeah, so I think they would just draw the line under everything.
Fair point.
Like, nothing. You're not bringing dinosaurs back.
Let's. That's going to close it out for Ask a Gutter. So we're going to go. Actually, we're going to mix it up. We're going to go to the plugs because no one listens to the end of the podcast, right? So, Paul, tell everybody what you're up to, where we can find you.
Yeah, heavy spoilers on YouTube and Twitter. And I just make videos about movies.
Yeah, and you're pretty good at it. You got a lot of awards from YouTube. So you know what you're doing.
They love it. They love it.
Ray Goots, my friend. Where were you up to? Where can we find you? What are you cooking with?
You can find me on TikTok, Ray Goots Comedy. I'm trying to make that going. Instagram and Twitter at Ray Goots. And also, I have my own podcast. Kevin's been on. It's called Goots' Disney Pod, where I'm reviewing all the movies that Disney has made or has bought. And I just put out The Predator from 2018. Oh. And next week will be Prey. So take a listen to those. It's Goots' Disney Pod.
Nice. Awesome. Make sure you give this fine podcast a 5-star rating, 2 or 3 sentence review. We really appreciate that. And if you're on YouTube, watch the whole video. We appreciate that. It's going to help us with the runtime. And if we can help you in any other sort of way, like, you know, perhaps advertising with us, if you'd like to do that, guttingthesacredcow@gmail.com. And now, Ray Goots, let's welcome Paul to come on, and he's going to do what I think you're really excited to hear him do, and that, of course, is gut the sacred cow.
Woo-hoo!
So I think the problem with this film is that it's sort of it's almost meta commentary on itself without realizing it, or maybe it does. but there's a line in it where they talk about making bigger and better dinosaurs and how it costs, you know, it has a cost to it. It's just very, this movie is basically what would happen if a corporation got a hold of Jurassic Park and said, let's make a Jurassic Park movie. It's just ticking off all the stupid nostalgia stuff. There's not really a plot to it. It's just very by the numbers, trying to cash in on as much nostalgia as they can. And they even kind of mention that in the movie, just saying, look, this whole thing's a theme park. Make dinosaurs that are scary, make it good, and sell, make as much money as you can. Relies a lot on member berries. And I'd argue the CGI, the effects, they're worse than the 1993 film. I think the whole film is basically just Matrix Revolutions, where it's making the thing it's criticizing. It's just a corporation. Like, in the movie, a corporation's trying to cash in on something that went extinct a long time ago. And whether I'm talking about dinosaurs or the Jurassic Park franchise there, that I'll leave that to you to decide. But there's just so many things that are completely bad in it and watered down dumb versions of the original movie, like the two kids in it. Well, obviously there was two kids in the first movie. These two are completely unforgettable. I know that kid was an Iron Man, but beyond that, I can't tell you anything.
I didn't realize it was the same kid from Iron Man. That's crazy.
Which kid was Iron? Was it Iron Man 3?
The little one. Yeah, Iron Man 3 is in Iron Man 3, the little one. But he's
I don't mean to interrupt you, but Kevin, they did say that kid's coming back, but they're not saying how he's coming back.
I caught that too, yeah.
No. Iron Lad. But yeah, they go to Jurassic World because their parents are getting a divorce, which, why send the kids to Jurassic World? And the older kid, he keeps trying to like attract women, but the way he does it throughout the movie is really weird. Because he just stares at them, but it's like overly long for like 5 minutes. There's a bit where they're sitting on a tram and he's turning around looking at the girl in the seat behind him, and he's literally just staring at her and not breaking eye contact. And then they do it in the queue whilst they're waiting for another ride. It's really weird. Like, well, I'm not meant to like this kid, am I?
Well, it's funny too, because the girlfriend was like, call me or text me every hour on the hour. And he's looking at her picture on the cell phone. And then some random chick is just checking him out. And he's like, what's going on? And I go, yeah, it's just being a dude.
Yeah. But it's really weird. He's not likable. And that never really comes around again.
No.
He's just staring girls out. And obviously you've got, you know, that's one of the main plots, but you've got another plot going on in it, which is that the government want to use raptors as weapons. It's that old thing where the government thinks they can control wild animals. Did it in Aliens. Godzilla's probably... There's probably a Godzilla movie out there where they've tried to do it. And the government, they're just like, well, we've got nuclear weapons. We've got cruise missiles. We've got drones. Should we not use wild animals that we can't control? You know what I mean? It's like, why spend money on any of this? Especially from Jurassic World, like a theme park.
Wait a minute, ready? How about Predator and King Kong as government weapons?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you can't... It's that old stupid cliche plan where it's never going to work. And they still insist on doing it. That guy gives that dog speech that I talked... The wolf pup thing that I talked about before. Terrible. Yeah, and it's just... Like Vincent D'Onofrio, he's having a blast of a time, but the character is just so stupid. Like every opportunity is like, all right, guys, we're getting the green light to roll out our plan of using dinosaurs as soldiers. It's like, come on, mate, that would never fly. Like, when, imagine going to Iraq with a gorilla. You just, even the suggestion of that idea would be so stupid, it would never happen. So they want to do this thing where they launch them out and train them as soldiers. And I don't even think Jurassic Park would ever get launched. And that's because every single version before this has been a complete disaster. So the first Jurassic Park disaster never got off the ground. Second Jurassic Park in San Diego never got off the ground. Disaster. So why would they launch this big theme park? Who would invest in this? It would cost billions. This doesn't make any sense.
That's a very good point. I forgot. What was the pretense of 3? I haven't seen that in so
three,
damn long.
3, the island was like just abandoned, and the kid crash landed on it, and the parents hired Dr. Grant to get the kid back. But even then, it was all like, this island is fucked. We got to burn down the island. I don't know. That's my problem with this movie, too. Who would say this is a great idea after those 3 movies?
But even with the book, I mean, I reread Lost World not even a month ago, and I rewatched the film. I said, yo, I'm due. The ending of The Lost World is not the ending in the book. They're at Site B, which is where they made all the dinosaurs, and they brought them to Jurassic Park with Isla Nublar. And the movie, they make up the San Diego thing. Like, wait, where'd this come from? Like, this is nowhere near what happened in the book. You can buy what happened in the book, but the film, like, you're exactly right. What are the pretenses that someone would invest, let alone a second Jurassic Park?
Let alone people sending their kids left and right to this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
After, especially after the when the Tyrannosaurus, was it a T-Rex in Lost World that went crazy on land?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, especially when that happened. I mean, just people, like, there would be no insurance company would cover you. No, nobody would cover this thing. They'd be like, are you insane? But this would have been better if this was the second movie.
100%.
And like they covered up what happened on Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and then they had like they pushed the experimentation too far and created this new dinosaur who has the best sense of dramatic irony that I've ever seen, ever. Right. This dinosaur will just be invisible for 5 minutes until someone on the radio says something like, "Oh wait, it's in the pen with you." And then it'll pop out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It knows when it, like, there's 2 scenes where it's invisible and it pops out of nowhere during a tense radio call. And the first one's when it's in the pen. And the second is when it pulls out its tracking device.
Right.
Now, I don't know how many animals you've encountered in your life, but none of them are smart enough to know they have a tracking implant in them, what that does, and why they need to tear it out.
My only guess, if it was like itchy or something like that, they dug it out.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they don't say anything like that in the movie, though.
No.
The way they imply it is that it knew, it remembered where it was planted, and it tore it out because it didn't want to get tracked. So it's just stupid stuff like that. And there's so many different continuity errors as well. Like when Owen covers himself in oil to hide from the smell.
Gasoline.
That's gone the next scene. Yeah. So that's gone the next scene. He's completely covered in gasoline. Next scene, clothes are dry, fine. Like what?
I talk about that in my section, don't worry.
Yeah, and they do that thing that movies often do with phones where the signal cuts out just at the wrong moment. You just, like when Bryce Dallas Howard, she says, we think it's climbed the wall. Go in the pen and investigate. So they go inside the pen. She starts driving off somewhere for some reason to make a call. And it's when she's ringing them saying, it's in the pen with you, that the signal starts cutting out. Why did he even go driving for? Just make the phone call from the base.
And why send them in the pen where the goddamn dinosaur is?
Yeah, exactly. That would be, you'd be like, well, first thing, has anyone seen it on the island yet? No. So let's assume it's in the pen and our instruments, our computers that are used to scan the pen, they're not picking it up. Let's not go in. Let's wait until we know where it is.
Right.
There's another bit where the kids are rolling in that ball, you know, the glass ball.
Right.
And they go off road. Rogue. Little rogue kids. They stop somewhere and they start counting the dinosaurs. And they're like, there's 4 dinosaurs. And they go, no, there's 5. They go, what do you mean? He goes, in the reflection. But the way he says it in the film, it's like it's in front of them. And no one with eyes who understands how their eyes work would ever think that. You know what I mean? They would know that it's behind them. So yeah,
how about if I'm on an island filled with dinosaurs?
Yeah.
And this is a brand new concept. And I'm in a gyroscope with 4 or 5 times thicker lucite glass. Let's just call it whatever it is, that.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to go and say, you know, I love, you know, towing the line for the laws. I speed like a champ. I do turns. I will not go off course where there are dinosaurs. Way. That's something I won't do. Right.
That says restricted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not driving off in the, you know, let me find some other dinosaurs. Like these brontosauruses, what a bunch of pussies. Let's go find the real shit kickers of this island. Pass. Yeah.
And there's a bit where they get the government finally get the green light to use the raptors, finally get it, and they catch the Indominus Rex or whatever it's called, and all of a sudden they just turn around like they've betrayed everyone because the Indominus Rex, it's actually a bit of raptor, so it's mates with them now, and they turn on the humans. Just stuff like that would never happen with an animal where. Say a bear was out hunting something and it bumped into a dog that had a bit of bear in it. I don't know the genetics behind how the dog got the bear in it, but it wouldn't just suddenly be like, oh yeah, we're mates. Yeah. So yeah, just stupid things like that all the time where it's like, it's done for dramatic purposes, but it makes no sense.
Yeah. For your point, because these are all man-made creatures. You know, I have two dogs, and both dogs are more loyal to me than the other dog, right?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you take, like, whatever gene that the dog has that makes it loyal to me more so than other dogs, put that in the fucking dinosaurs, so the dinosaurs is more loyal to the creator, to the human, so you don't run into these problems, because you already know you're going to have these problems from the first Jurassic Park, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nothing, every single Jurassic Park has been a nightmare. Mm-hmm. To the point that health and safety would be like, look, just put a bomb in all of them. And if we need a suicide squad them, just do it.
Put the collar around their necks like in Running Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, it's just, the dinosaurs as well, that they don't really act like animals if the scene doesn't need them to. And that kind of leads to the big thing at the end with the T-Rex and the raptor working together. Which in becoming mates, and once they defeat the Indominus Rex, they sort of give each other a nod.
Like, yeah,
nice see you down the road.
It's like it's like two people driving jeeps in the opposite directions, and always the two jeeps always wave to each other. Like, why? Because you're driving a jeep. Same thing with that. Yeah. But there is no again, no dinosaur expert by any stretch. But was there any kind of tie-in ever between Tyrannosaurus Rexes and raptors? I'm pretty sure maybe. No.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why is the raptor now suddenly more loyal to
the T-Rex? I just feel like they remember each other from the first movie or something. Like, hey, but
yeah. Hey, you.
Hey, good to see you again.
Yeah.
you need any good humans recently? Ah, I have. Go about 2 blocks right that way and make a left. You'll find a whole trove hiding underneath the Brookstone here at the promenade.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... The movie is just such a hollow mess to me. It's, you know, it's got its spectacle, but even then, I don't think anything matches up to the original film. I think it's very much just someone who's got no connection to Steven Spielberg or what they did. They've been a movie executives coming and go, look, we need $1 billion quickly. What can we make? We'll do a Jurassic Park remake, basically. He's like, right, sit down and watch Jurassic Park and make notes. The whole thing is littered with Easter eggs and callbacks. Even there's a wall painting of a raptor that was in Jurassic Park that they walk past and stare at for like 5 minutes.
Well, when the dinosaurs ruled the world, banner that fell as well at the end of the first one. The goggles, the jeep, all that stuff. The music, the gates. I mean, they're all nods to make you feel like that, you know, warm, those comfy pair of shoes or pants you slip onto. You go, now I'm home.
Yeah. Except I have no nostalgia for the original Jurassic Park, so none of that means anything to me.
Even the gates, though, why would they have those? Because that park was never publicly open.
Right.
So to the people in the movie, that wouldn't mean anything.
Also, was Hammond alive for the opening of Jurassic World? I forget if they mentioned that or not. Because I just feel like he'd be like, absolutely no fucking way are you opening this.
Well, in the movie, he was on death's doorstep, because that's how they opened up in the second film. I'm going to assume no. Because they talked about him, it seemed like past tense to me the entire time, the two or three times they did speak about him. So
yeah,
I just can't imagine
he would sign off on this. You know?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah.
I would assume he owns the rights to everything Jurassic, whatever related. Yeah. Correct?
Well, that's where the second one came in with the lawyers and such. And
they gave it to the girl. Oh, yes.
With InGen and all that shit. Again, I just rewatched the second film, so it's kind of still a little fresh.
But you haven't seen the last one, right? Dominion.
I just saw it a few months ago, a month or two ago. I had it on the background. It was so bad. It's so bad.
So was Fallen Kingdom.
I thought Fallen Kingdom sucked too.
I did like seeing the three of them together on screen again. Goldblum.
Yeah, Dern and Elliot.
But they had nothing to work with. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, there's two plots in that film as well, where it's like you're more interested in following them than Owen Grady going on.
Owen Grady sucks. These new characters are complete garbage.
I think Chris Pratt's all right in the first one, but he's just sort of a basic everyman. He doesn't actually have like a character or any wants and desires. He's just very much, we need to get out of this action scene. Owen, come in and do some cool stuff. You know what I mean?
He just seems like he's Star-Lord every movie now.
It's a generic backstory for every. Yeah. There's nothing to it. There's nothing you can say. Oh, he's in the Navy, which I'll get into a hot second as well.
Yeah.
Big deal. But there's nothing about him, and they one-on-one date him and Claire. So who cares? No big deal. There's nothing about him like his past was doing, you know, it's like he was in the Serengeti, you know, trading cheetahs how to time an attack or not attack. That would have been like, all right, now I'll buy him as a raptor wrangler. But there's nothing here that the backstory that's even interesting, let alone gives him the credibility to pull this off.
Yeah, anyway. He just doesn't really have a character. Like, what is his personality?
Right.
Yeah, you know, even Bryce Dallas Howard, I can say, oh, well, she's obsessed with her work to the point that she doesn't really see her family, and then she kind of watches her entire life's work fall apart around her, and she has to deal with that. Whereas Owen Grady, I'm just like, trains raptors, I guess.
Right.
I don't know anything actually about him.
Right. And do you want to?
Not really.
There you go. Any other notes you have, Paul?
No, just that the running in high heels thing, obviously, that's been talked about to death, I'm sure. Just so I mean, they even make jokes about it in the sequels. She even
trained, by the way, in real life on how to run in high heels.
Oh, really?
And then to get her back for the second one, they said they made a joke like Colin, what was it, Trevor now? I'm going to butcher his name. Said, don't worry, there aren't any high heel running scenes in this next film.
Yeah. Why did they make her take off running in high heels? Why wouldn't that character just take off the high heels?
Right.
Yeah. Like, she's meant to be a small woman.
Oh, she comes across as a complete moron in all three of these films.
Yeah. And how does she know about the flare thing as well?
Oh, where she guides around the T-Rex out of the paddock.
That's obviously like a nostalgia bait thing for Jurassic Park.
But there you go.
How does she know about that? Because it wasn't the park wasn't publicly open, unless someone wrote that story in a book or something. But beyond that,
there are a lot of cheats in this film.
Yeah,
A lot of cheats. Again, as an the audience, you're like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But otherwise, if you're in the film, you're like, well, how, you're exactly right. How would they know about the flare? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is that it? Or do you have any other way to wrap it up?
That's it. Okay. That's it, I think.
Give me a number 1 to 10 of your thoughts on this film.
I mean, I think it's probably a solid 6.
Wow. Wow, that's higher than I thought it was going to come out.
It's because it's so by the numbers. Like, I can see why it did well. Because it's just basically the blueprint for... It's the same with The Force Awakens. It's just...
Oof.
Write out the basic plot points of the original. Do that. Even the characters are the same. The two kids. The CEO of the park who's kind of realizing that their dream of running a theme park's falling apart. You've got your Alan Grant, who's basically Sam Neill. Those are the two characters. Alan Grant, is basically Owen Grady. He's got a sort of love thing with a character. It's just basically the same movie, but it's crap. Hasn't got the innovation. They stopped asking if they should do it and wondered if they could. Whatever it is they say. I'm sure you can tell I'm a bit run down. So my brain's kind of all over the place.
He's sick. So perfect time for you to go blow your nose and get some hot tea. Ray Goots, why don't you come in with your notes? I'm sure you're going to be coming in hot.
I just think that this is probably the worst series of big budget for this is the worst big budget franchise. I think none of the movies are good. I think all six of them freaking stink. They really do. And the reason why, and I realized this while he was talking, Jurassic Park was the first time as a kid I felt very manipulated by the corporation. That here's a movie, here's the game, here's the figures, here's this. You're going to consume this and you're going to love it. But nothing about it, everything about it felt very like manipulative. Like they told us this movie's going to change CGI. Everything's going to change. This is the what we heard about. I don't know. You remember Kevin Goatee about Jurassic Park 1, right?
Of course.
This movie's going to change everything. And it just felt very like manipulative, and I didn't fall for it. I didn't like Jurassic Park. I was here shitting all over it, but everyone else does. And ever since that movie, I feel like every other Jurassic Park film, especially this one, is a corporate ploy to prey on your emotions of how much you like the first one. Yeah. And I know that they're all like that. I know that Black Wakanda Forever, we could talk about how much it's about Chadwick Boseman's death or what have you. No, it's a corporate ploy to be like, I know you're sad about this guy's death. Come to the movie. You know what I mean? Here's Rihanna's new single. But it just feels more in these films, because the problem with the Jurassic Park films is like they never live up to the promise. It's just the action. This movie in particular, I thought every action scene and every scene where the dinosaurs are chasing humans and every dinosaur battle, I thought it just sucked. It just wasn't good. It was boring. It just wasn't like... The T-Rex fight with the other dinosaur. The audience cheers when the T-Rex comes out because they're like, oh, it's the one from, they remember the T-Rex from Jurassic Park 1. But it's just boring. The chase scene with the bubbles is boring. It never really gets where it's going. And then the whole thing with the raptors and Owen Grady can control the raptors. It's just really bad. It's a bad movie that never really gets going. And it just gets worse from here. I mean, Fallen Kingdom, you've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm.
A horrible film. And then the one character too, a character I hate in these movies is Bryce Dallas Howard's character, which is what's her name?
Claire.
Okay, so Claire builds this park, insists on all these experiments, which creates the Ignimus Rex, lets loose a T-Rex at the end. And then in the next movie, you're supposed to think she's some huge animal rights activist, right? And then what does she do at the end of the second movie? She unleashes dinosaurs on the world. And you would think the third movie is like, okay, they're going to do a post-apocalyptic film where it's gonna, like Mad Max with dinosaurs. Nah, everyone's just like, now in New York City we have stegosauruses, but, we just get out of their way. We're cool with it. We go to work, and sometimes a pterodactyl picks us out of the sky. Whatever. It's they never, live up Because I would assume if I'm making a franchise of Jurassic Park, eventually dinosaurs get out, there's chaos all over the world, and then it's the humans versus the dinosaurs, like this huge battle. And they just never do it. It just, they always go for like the least interesting idea in all these films. And yeah. They're not plausible. They're not interesting. And they never live up to the promise of dinosaurs going crazy. They never do. And this movie, but you know what? They keep making money, so they're probably going to keep making more. But this movie in particular, I think everyone went to see it because they had nostalgia for Jurassic Park 1, and they put almost no effort into this film. Now, even the nostalgia hits, I don't know if it was me when I made this movie, I would have had like Sam Neill back or something. But even like the nostalgia hits didn't hit me that hard. And then also, they never play the theme. They never play the full theme.
A little bit here and there.
But I want the full, like, hit me with it. The movie stinks. The best thing about Jurassic Park, by far, is this John Williams theme. Hit me with it. Hit me with it. You know, it's like the new Star Wars shit is like that, too, where you got Andor and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hit me with the Star Wars theme. This shit sucks. It's boring. Give me the theme, because you might fool me. When the theme hits, you might fool me and be like, this is amazing. But they don't even give you the theme. They can't even give you that much. Yeah.
1 to 10, Goots.
2.
Whoa, that's hatred.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing you were saying there, I think Planet of the Apes, that trilogy's basically done it really well, where it's humans versus apes.
Yes, and it keeps escalating.
Exactly. And yes. Jurassic World promises that constantly, but you never get it. You never get it.
Yeah, they've been promising it for 6 movies, and now at the end of the 6th movie, it's like, yeah, there's brontosauruses in LA. Whatever. Anyway, you want to go to Palm? You know?
Yeah.
These notes brought to you by, of course, GTSC Podcast on Twitter, guttingthesacredcow.com, where you can find yourself a sweet t-shirt, hat, mug, bag, cell phone holder. Yeah, we have those. Those are pretty cool. And of course, thank you for checking out the coolest, funniest, most original movie podcast out there. Because we give those guests the opportunity to pick a film they find overrated or hate and try to convince us to see their viewpoint. Giving a popular...
Real quick, before you... I just realized next year's the 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park. Holy fucking shit.
And of the last action hero. Don't shortchange that beautiful cinematic
That actually... that. Do you remember the news stories where this is a battle between Jurassic Park and Last Action Hero?
Yeah.
I actually like Last Action Hero better than Jurassic Park.
Guess what film I saw on opening weekend?
Last Action Hero.
And I snuck in afterward to go see Cliffhanger. What a day.
What did you think of Last Action Hero?
I love Last Action Hero. I make no apologies for loving it.
I think it's way ahead of its time.
I loved it. And I got so mad. I was so mad that people shit on it wrongfully. GuttingTheSacredCow.com. Thank you so much for being a part of our family every week. Notes. Unlike the Disney World monorail, the Jurassic World monorail doesn't have morbidly obese garbage people and rascal scooters. Bryce Dallas Howard with the Anna Wintour or Fisher-Price figure haircut. You tell me which. Claire is someone... Thank you. Claire Paul is someone... You kind of touched on it. Claire is someone who will loudly announce she's married to her job and then will giggle when she says she's also married to her vibrator. Oh, Chris Pratt is now the Raptor version of Caesar Milan. Cool. Holy hell, Private Pile is from Full Metal Jacket is Chris Pratt's boss. You think this is going to be great, right? So Chris Pratt was in the Navy and learned how to do Jedi mind tricks on Raptors. Which Navy version? Was this like the Charlie Sheen Navy SEALs version of the Navy? Or the Hot Shots version of the Navy? How much would you guys pay to ride a Triceratops?
$2.
Yeah. Or you can throw a harness on Seth Rogen for a couple spins for $40. I'm a sports bettor, Paul. I bet on the NFL. As a gambler, I'm pretty good. Last year, I was 56% against the spread. As watching Jurassic Park films, I can bet 85% who is going to get killed in these films.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious.
There is never any surprises on who's going to get killed. Everyone lives who thinks is going to live. No one dies who you think is not going to die.
Except for maybe I will give them this. The CEO, the billionaire.
Right.
Who died in the helicopter crash. I'd say out of the whole franchise, that was the one death. I was like, oh, wasn't actually expecting that one.
My money was on the fat security guard getting eating first. I should have bet him to place, not win, because that would have been high cash. I can't wait to see the Mosasaurus, you know, the water shark. I can't wait to see the Mosasaurus appear in Blackfish 2. Google that joke if you didn't get that, folks.
Oh, it ain't that.
Very good. You guys see Black. That's a great documentary.
It is.
That PA who kept texting all the time. She deserved to die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She deserved it.
Chris Pratt takes a shower in gasoline, and as someone who has mistakenly rubbed his eyes after getting 3 drops of gas on his finger, that shit burns. But Chris Pratt doesn't even flinch from that or even wince from the smell. That doesn't happen.
He's a man's man, damn it.
So are you, but I think you would have a wince.
I know. I'm not defending the movie, actually.
I know, I'm teasing you. Yeah. The characters have as little depth as single-ply toilet paper. The only one the entire franchise who does is Jeff Goldblum, and you can even argue Alan Grant to a little bit. Everybody else is just, blah.
Yeah, you know, once you see this movie, you realize how much Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum have carried the series.
And Attenborough to a degree. I'll give
you that. Ellie as well. Ellie Sattler.
Yeah, but she wasn't really into she's only in 3 for half a second.
Yeah.
And in real life, just like real life, a 16-year-old is in charge of an amusement park ride who's probably never changed a tire on a car, but is in charge of a gyroscope ride filled with dinosaurs in the park. Guys, you said it before, Paul. The old my cell phone reception sucks trope. Here's a crazy idea, people. Stop calling. Start texting. Yeah. Text someone 45 times, get out. Their dinosaurs are broken loose instead of leave raptor. I'm done with that.
Well, how about tweeting out Jurassic World is collapsing?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I would do. You tweet it out and the news people are going to cover it, and then you might get some help there faster.
Right. Yeah, no Coast Guard, no Air Force, no Navy, nothing. No ships. For a woman hell-bent on finding her nephews, attending a dinosaur's last rites / funeral is a glorious waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
So the CEO thinks in the middle of a dinosaur rampage on his park, the best time to do his John Travolta, I'm a pilot impression. Got it. Oh, and now the pterodactyls have gotten to the impression game by doing their best Sully Sullenberger reenactment. Awesome. I did like the dive bombing of the pterodactyls. That was pretty cool. I noticed they had a Brookstones in Jurassic Park. Nothing like starting your day off by seeing a T-Rex and then ending it with the goat being eaten by the T-Rex and then ending it by saying, you know what would make this day perfect? An $8,000 massage chair.
Yeah.
I'm no dino expert, as I said before. I'm an expert in a lot of other things, I know. But sending four raptors to take down the Indominus Rex is like sending Ducky from Pretty in Pink, McLovin from Superbad, Lamar Luttrell from Revenge of the Nerds, and Stifler from American Pie to take down Brock Lesnar. I love the decision to have the raptors turn on the humans. Just because you make a few clicking sounds with your mouth and throw up a few gang stop signs is not going to change their instincts. Like Chris Rock said, that tiger went tiger, just like the raptors went raptor. Smart move by giving the fans what they really want. A battle royale between Indominus and the T-Rex. Now, if this park was run by Vince McMahon, it would have had the Indominus Rex do a quick count on the T-Rex, and we call it the Jurassic screw job. That was for you, Goots.
Thank you. It's about time.
Way to cheat the ending with the Mosasaurus perfectly timing his jump and getting the Indominus. Can't we have the T-Rex at least nudge him, or they fall into the lagoon and the Indominus eats one?
Yeah,
couldn't do it that way. That was lazy.
Why is this never jumped out of the water before?
Right. Because it did. It got the shark or whatever it ate in front of all those people.
No, I don't mean that. I mean jumped over the fence. Because it jumps the fence to grab the dinosaur and then pulls it in the water. But there must have been hundreds of thousands of people that have walked past that point with that super thin fence, and it's never jumped out at them to eat any of them.
Excellent.
It's just one time that they needed the bad guy taken out. So I'm here.
So
how are you doing, T-Rex? How are you doing, Raptor? Yeah. Remember me?
Yeah. So how the hell, this irked the shit out of me. I'm shocked that you two didn't catch this. How the hell does the T-Rex forget all of a sudden he's a killer after the Indominus gets eaten, and then he does not eat the humans? That's all he did in the first three films. Why? Oh, because Blue the Raptor whispers a few sweet nothings to the T-Rex and then watches him leave with slumped shoulders like Bruce Banner left towns in the Incredible Hulk TV show.
I was literally about to say it's like Bruce Banner at the end of the Hulk TV show. Like,
oh, great minds.
My work here is done. It's like quantum leaped out of there.
How do you make the T-Rex the scariest animal in the first three films and then set him up like the cuckolded husband in the fourth?
Well, they also do that thing with the raptors where it's like the bad guy of the first trilogy is actually on the side. They did it with
Terminator 2.
Yeah. Fast and the Furious is doing that all the time now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a bad guy once, you're a good guy now. You're family.
By the way, did you hear that there's a pitch to do a crossover between Fast and the Furious and Jurassic Park? I say
do it.
I just say there's nothing left to lose. Go all out. I want Vin Diesel riding a T-Rex.
I can't wait to see Tyrese Gibson getting eaten by a raptor.
Dude, I say go full blast, do it. There's nowhere else to go with both franchises. Let's just have fun.
So explain this. The boy's mom doesn't slap the red hair dye off of Bryce Dallas Howard for putting her kids in danger? My wife would kick her sister in the cooch like it was a 65-yard field goal in the Super Bowl if she put our daughter's life in peril. That doesn't happen. Instead, it's all hugs and tears. My wife would punch her hard repeatedly.
It's the guy from The Office as well. What's he called again?
Oscar?
Oh, yeah, Oscar. I just started season two of The Office. I'm far behind.
It's the boss.
Michael Scott?
No,
the other boss.
The one above him.
Yes, with the glasses. I know you're talking about.
I'm not there. I'm in season two. I just started. I never watched until now. All right. Can you imagine the boys' conversation with the parents after this? Mom, Dad, does that mean you're going to stay together? No, boys. No chance. In fact, we're going to split up as soon as you guys get out of shock. And we find you a good therapist. Your dad has three Tinder dates this week. I have four. So, we're not staying together. This film is fine. It's just fine. It's all fluff. I get it. Everyone's here for the nostalgia, which I'm not into. It warrants. The Force Awakens, as you said, it got me the first time. Then after that, I go, boy, this is not good. But there are other as films with nostalgia I get sucked right into. E.T., forget about it. Terminator films, Aliens, great. But this is just carnage, and that's fine. But the story is just the Vincent D'Onofrio, I mean, you could have just circled him with a big bulls. I go, well, he's going to die in about 45 minutes to an hour and 15.
Yeah.
And he made it to a lot longer than I thought he was going to make. Everyone who dies, I said, is going to die that you think is going to die. No one really dies who, doesn't deserve to die. And that's it. No real non-evil doers. No casualties of war, which make this film a complete farce of any reality. This is easily the best of the new ones, as we've mentioned, but that's not saying much. Those sequels are in the bucket of worst sequels of all time in films. This is all right. It's enjoyable. Does it pass the remote test? Not really. Paul, the remote test is at any point in the film you catch it. Do you drop your remote and go, oh, I know what I'm doing for the next half hour, hour, hour and a half, whatever? No, the answer is no. Not for me anymore. It's okay. 6 out of 10. I dropped my score half a point because you made some.
Wow.
I had.
You guys are very gracious with this film.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
There are plenty of flaws.
I hate it.
I know you hate it. That's why I had you back on, you silly fella. Yeah, it's I don't hate it. I get why people don't like it. It's goofy. I already said it. 6 out of 10. Now,
I will say if they ever do a complete reboot, I think that's what this series needs, because if they keep going with this continuity, it's just...
They're not going to do a reboot because it keeps making over $1 billion. They only do reboots when films start to tank. So
yeah, it's true. So probably going to get part 7.
Owen
makes out with the raptor.
Let's see. But let's see if those critics have to say about this film. I'm sure they're going to be maybe kind, maybe not. Critics, 5-star reviews. It's sharp, well-made, knowing entertainment. That's also first sequel worthy of the original masterpiece.
Ooh.
I knew you were going to have a reaction as soon as they saw that word masterpiece. As far as Jurassic movies go, this isn't Jurassic Park, but it never had to be. This film is a reverent, effective follow-up to a classic. That, folks, is what we call no small feat.
These people had to get paid by Universal to write this stuff. Who writes this with a straight face? Keep going.
Several sequences of dinosaur carnage, are expertly crafted and thoroughly entertaining, even if they're repetitive of previous entries in the franchise.
So how's that 5 stars?
Right.
Because you're saying it's like...
Because he got paid to give it 5 stars.
It's false, yeah, but it's still full marks.
5 stars of this one. If you thought that 5-star review was pathetic, get ready for this one. Hello, Paola. Clumsy, full of flat, dead-eye characters, and is an obvious cash grab. But somehow, none of that matters when there are rampaging dinosaurs on screen.
This movie's a piece of shit, but dinosaurs. 5 stars.
Got dinosaurs in it.
Shiny keys. Jingle. Critics, 1-star reviews. If you squint really hard, you might be able to find this to be good old dumb fun. But honestly, how long can you do that before getting a headache? Once again, McDonald's cinema at our finest. Fast consumption and instant forgiveness. Forgetfulness.
How many people give these 5 stars?
No, this is critics. These are the 1 stars now.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. It doesn't help that the screenplay credited to 4 writers repeatedly veers into the idiotic. Instead of responding with a tremendous roar of confidence,
I see what he did there.
The response is a mighty yawn of, I don't know, dinosaurs, man.
Yeah.
It sucks, but boobies. Amazon 5-star reviews. However, I, like most people, don't really give a damn. It has realistic dinosaurs, including bringing back old T-Rex, my all-time favorite. So what more do you want? I watch these movies for the dinosaurs, and I haven't been disappointed yet.
I thought the whole point of the movie was saying that the dinosaurs weren't realistic, though, and that they were basically just made by a corporation. They have a line where it says, if the dinosaurs were accurate, they wouldn't even look the way they do.
Mm.
Well, he likes... I don't give a shit, dinosaurs.
Those are the people that say, facts, mugh. Only thing that matters to me are my own personal feelings. Next one. If you want fancy, complicated storylines, go watch Masterpiece Theater. If you love great dinosaurs, watch the Jurassic Park /World movies. Signed, Alastair Cook. Fun flick with good production values. There's just something about dinosaurs eating people after I've had a frustrating day that makes me feel better. Watched it with someone who argued it was too predictable. But this far into the franchise, I don't think any of us are watching it because we're expecting big plot twists. We went to see some realistic dinosaurs eating people. And that's what we got here. Plus some added really nice eye candy in the form of the male lead. Very nice. Hot guy. Dinosaurs eating people.
Wow.
Guy is so smart and sexy. Dinosaurs are eating people. Guy is brave and courageous. Dinosaurs are eating people. Yep, great movie. Hey, guys, let's add another review that was done with voice to text, so there's no editing whatsoever in these reviews, right?
Okay.
Next one. This flick is gorgeous. Wunderbar. Great film odyssey. Let us pray that we see another chapter Yo, producer, how about the villainous weaponization of raptors? And yo, what about predators? Enter franchise. Multiple scenarios there. Oh, my lions and saber-toothed tigers and raptors galore.
Yeesh. Yeesh.
Yet another trip into the Jurassic fantasy land. Again, the evil corporate baddies. Again, the honest, charming good guy. Add in the good guys using dog training techniques to control the velociraptors that are, of course, the heroes of the day. Very fun, very predictable, but fun movie. Not like I was expecting Shakespeare. A fun romp through dinosaur fantasy land. Signed, Barbara Streisand.
Nice.
Fun for the whole family. It's a roaring good time for those future paleontologists. We nearly lost it when we saw the original Jurassic Park cast. My heart melted and I felt the tear. The kids absolutely loved it.
Is she reviewing Dominion?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure, future paleontologists being chased by CGI dinosaurs and tripping over corporate signage at site digs. You go get them, youngins. That's what I say.
Definitely.
Amazon, 1-star reviews. Terrible. It's a 2-hour-long Verizon and Mercedes commercial. The Indominus escapes because they leave through the main gate. Billions of dollars have gone into a cage for this thing, and they don't install man doors? Main doors, I guess. The only means of egress is via a giant gate door the size of the thing they're trying to keep in. Weak story, weak plot. Just slap some famous people's names on it and let them drive the newest model of Mercedes on screen. And the CGI is mediocre at best. Signed, Lee Iacocca. I mean, if you have 10-year-olds who will be on tablets while you're flipping through Twitter, then I guess it's fine background ambience or whatever. But if you prefer to watch movies, there's obscure old film called Jurassic Park, which you might love. It's got state-of-the-art special effects that are scary realistic, a really tight and well-paced plot, and loads of interesting and distinct characters that you'll remember and love, or loathe, for years to come.
Okay, well, I mean, I disagree with him on that, but okay.
Next, two more. Quick ones. Three more. This movie has to be the top 5 worst movies I have ever seen. Congratulations, Ghostbusters 2016. You have a contender. What the hell, Chris Pratt? Come on, man. Don't sign up for this crap. Apparently, this person has not seen Caddyshack, Napoleon Dynamite. Sorry, Caddyshack 2. Napoleon Dynamite or Police Academy Goes to Moscow as well. Because those are the worst.
Yes.
Has all the immoral woke themes.
There's woke themes in this? What?
Yeah, I missed that too.
I mean, okay. I think that people just call things woke if they just don't like it. They're like, that's woke.
There are some things you can see. There is a lot of woke stuff in Marvel stuff. You can see it's as blatant as a sledgehammer to the nuts.
See Marvel, but I don't see any woke in this movie.
I don't see any stuff in here either.
Yeah, it's even like an all-white cast as well.
Well, the CEO was a, Middle Eastern fella, or I don't know.
Didn't he die? So how?
Yeah, he dies.
Woke?
Yeah.
If it was woke, he would have been the hero, and Bryce, and I don't know. Anyway.
When you choose to watch a Jurassic Park movie, you usually want to see a dinosaur movie. This was a human drama flick with really stupid dinosaur scenes here and there.
What drama?
Right. You'd be awesome at focus groups, Paul. I'd love to have you there.
Thanks.
You're like the one dude in Chasing Amy. What's a Nubian? Ray Gutz, did Paul gut the sacred cow?
Yes, he did.
Thank you. I'm sorry for coughing and having a meltdown halfway through.
That's all right.
That's cool.
You gutted that shit, man.
Yeah, I think, again, I see it. Again, we both were like, it's all right. It's nothing spectacular. But you're not down by a score of 0.5 point, so I'm going to always give you the nod for that.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. Gutz, what do you want to say?
No, I think we should. I wonder if there's anyone that would come on to defend this movie. Like someone who's like, this is my favorite movie of all time. I want to hear that.
Yeah. That's not this podcast, so...
No, I know, but I'm just wondering if anyone actually likes this.
Well, listen, thanks again for tuning in to Gutting the Sacred Cow. Make sure you check out all other episodes we've got coming out right now. Right now, Gremlins has just been released as I tape this. Casino Royale, Dr. No, and... Oh, my God, I blanked on the other one we just... Oh, Spider-Man No Way Home. That'll ruffle some feathers. Thanks again for everybody. Thanks again, Ray Gutz. Paul, appreciate you. Check out him on Twitter, Leak Spoil Walker, as we have him with now. Heavy spoilers on Twitter. Everyone, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.